Mr. Speaker, the President.
The President.
I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President.
He's the President and CEO of your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hail to the Chief.
Derek Hall.
The President.
On Now with Bickley and Murata. Brought to you by All Pro Shade Concepts. Visit allproshade.com to schedule your free estimate on motorized awnings or roll-down shades. Stay cool with All Pro Shade Concepts.
Yes, Derek Hall joins us for his weekly visit right now here on the Arizona Sports Line. A good morning to you, Derek.
Well, good morning. It's a sad morning, though, Vince. That's for sure.
It is. And that's where I wanted to start. Obviously, as the chief executive officer of a baseball team in Phoenix, Arizona, that has some concerns about its home, its stadium, how do you reconcile, you know, what's going through your mind when you see what the fate of the Arizona Coyotes became?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of thoughts. I watched that game last night. It was sad. I just heard Todd, and he's got so much love for the sport and for that franchise, and he and I were texting back and forth last night during the game. I just really feel for their employees, for the fans. It's a wake-up call, though. It really is. Not to us, but to every team and every market and every city, that it can happen quickly. I mean, there were always rumors, but, I mean, we blinked and it became a reality. Yeah. And here was a very aggressive market that snatched a team and took advantage of a situation, and now they've got our franchise. But, you know, you mentioned earlier L.A., and I, of course, spent a lot of time in L.A., and we would watch football teams come and go. And granted, there were a lot of years between some of the landings, but no one really worried. You know, that's a big wasteland and a big city, and people don't really connect so much with their teams as much as we should and do in the smaller market like ours. But it's sad to see that happen. We can't lose teams. I mean, there's a guarantee in L.A. that you're going to get a team back. Right now there's uncertainty, but I've said all along, even on this show with you guys, we can have, you know, the major sports here. We should have the major sports here, and we shouldn't lose franchises. And I don't know where the blame falls. That's not so important. It's how do we make sure that doesn't happen in the future?
Yeah, all on board with that. And what you just said is a cautionary tale, too, because if other markets that want a baseball team see an opportunity, they might come through that window just like Ryan Smith did. So what needs to happen next for this not to be the fate of the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, Beck, I think we're in such a different situation. I can't speak for the Coyotes. I know they tried, and I still think it's a shame that it happened. I think they should be here, and hopefully one day they'll be back. You know, we have an ownership group that is not looking to sell. They don't want to sell. They want to stay right here. We're not looking for a new facility, were we? You know, I mentioned kicking the tires. Of course, you know, I did my due diligence. I had to look everywhere, including new locations. And would I have loved a new shiny stadium? Sure, every team would, right? But there's plenty of opportunity right here at Chase Field, and so many memories we've made here for over 25 years. I just think we continue to work hard, and we're going to with the city, the county, and the state, and find a solution. And I'm confident we can. I really do think so. But you know, again, this is not our stadium yet. We play here, and we want to make it the nicest stadium possible. That's why we're looking for that partnership. And I, again, I think there's a solution there, Bick, you know, to keep us here for many, many more years, and to be able to hopefully develop more of downtown. And we've invested in downtown. We want to continue to. We have no plans of leaving. And, you know, we love this stadium. We love this location. And this is where we want the solution to be.
Derek Hall, President and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. To the on-field product, frustrating series, I think, against the Cubs. You dropped 2 out of 3. Some sloppiness continues to pop up. 9-10 at this point. I know it's still very early, but what do you make of the on-field performance that's going on right now, Derek?
Let's get back to relocation and stadium problems.
That's fantastic.
I know. I got to tell you, I mean, as much as this could offend our team and our fans, I mean, we have played awful baseball, right? But I look at it and I think, you know, the last couple of days, and we had fans that were so excited, and I'm hearing from them as I do, and I love that. But after we won that game the other night, and they're, whoa, what a great game. This was an epic game. We got to watch this one over and over. I'm like, no, we were awful. You know, we were lucky to win that game. I think if you look at our series Monday night, we never should have lost that game. Tuesday night, we never should have won that game. And yesterday was an unbelievable game, right? Uh-huh. I mean, Fott was pitching great, but our offense just hasn't been there. But if you think about it, and you just mentioned events, we're 9-10. So we're a game under 500. Yet, and we've always said, if we can get through this first month, as tough as the schedule is, and be so somewhere around 500. And we didn't even anticipate all the injuries. I mean, we're playing, let's think about this, without our center fielder, without our shortstop, without two of our starters in the rotation, and without our closer. And that is tough. And you look at the bottom of our order, and no offense to anyone that's penciled in there, but what a difference it makes when Perdomo's in there, right? He finds a way to get on base. He turns the lineup back over. So it's just a different team. And as bad as we've played, as tough a schedule as we have played to be one game under 500, we've played the Yankees. You know, we played the Cubs. We played the Cardinals. We had to go on the road. You can laugh and play the Rockies. That's a tough place to play. We played the Braves. So a really tough schedule, and we're a game under 500 with all those injuries. I'm thrilled with where we're at in a weird way.
Right. It's actually not a bad thing, especially with Jordan Montgomery joining the team here very, very soon. Your thoughts on that, and then how far out are we holding hope that Eduardo Rodriguez isn't going to go beyond these 60 days?
Yeah, I think so, Beck. I mean, first, Montgomery, we're really excited about him joining the rotation. I mean, how deep can he go at this point? We've seen some of the guys that sign late. You know, they're going to take – it's going to take some time for players and pitchers like Montgomery to get back in stride. And, you know, he's going to pitch Friday at San Francisco. That's a tough series for us. And, by the way, you know, we've had trouble scoring with runners in scoring position. And have fun. Here's Logan Webb. But, you know, we've got Montgomery going, which is nice. I think your question about Erod, I believe he'll be ready about then, Bick. We're hoping so. I mean, it looks like the end of May, obviously, if you take the 60 days into equation. Yeah. But I would think end of May, early June. But I do like the way Nelson's thrown the ball. We'll see him again tonight. I think he'll fill in fine for the time being.
Yeah, and then finally the defensive thing, and we've talked about this with Torrey. You can Torrey's about as chill, easygoing most times as you're going to find. But the defensive lapses drive him insane, as they should. This has been a calling card of your organization for years.
It's who Torrey is, and nothing frustrates him more than not playing clean baseball. And for us to give the opposition opportunities continuously, I mean, we did it this entire homestand, kicking the ball around. That's not like us. And we've got really good defenders. I've watched Suarez for his entire career, but especially this year. And we sit up there and talk, and like Gonzo, every time a ground ball comes to Suarez, if it's a double play and how he feeds it perfectly to second, we marvel over the way he fields. And then he had trouble. Yeah, that's not who we are. The trouble in the corners with Gurriel. Again, I think we are going to clean it up, and sometimes I think you press. We talk about how contagious no hitting is. We talk about how contagious great starts are. Well, I think the same thing with clean fielding, and that's not the mark of D-backs baseball, but I know we're going to get back on track. And again, I'm excited about where we're going. I can't wait till we're healthy. I know Alex getting closer, Seawald's getting closer. Let's get this team, you know, back in shape, back in good health, get that bullpen back in the position that it should be. I mean, we've got guys throwing where they're not used to throwing. You saw how important it was last year to bring Seawald in. Well, it's equally as important to get him back in the bullpen now healthy.
Derek, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
for the
Steve.
Time. Best of luck on the road trip, and we'll speak again next Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Vic. Talk to you next week.